Good morning, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿一切平安归给赐给弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is first love.
今天要与大家来互相勉励的是起初的爱心。
In the book of Revelation, the Holy Spirit wrote letter to the seven churches.
在启示录里面呢，圣灵启示说要写信给七个教会。
And that seven churches represent all the churches in the end time.
那这七间教会呢，就代表了所有在末世的教会。
And also represent all the different kind of church members.
而那些信徒呢，也代表了各种各样不同的信徒。
I don't know how you feel when you open your mailbox, you get a mail.
那我不知道，当你打开你的信箱，你看到信的时候你的感觉是怎么样。
Nowadays we don't get many physical mail, right? Most of them are email.
今天我们很少得到这个信，因为我们都是会得到这个电邮。
Many emails are junk mail nowadays, so you receive it, just delete it.
那而且有很多电邮呢，都是那些没有用的电邮，很多时候我们都是看了就把它删除掉。
Oh, many physical mails are advertisement or coupon, so just throw it away.
那有很多那所谓信件呢，也是一些广告的信件，或者是一些什么奖券，我们也是把它丢掉。
Sometimes when you see a mail, oh, revenue or CRA or Revenue Canada or government, maybe a check inside, right? Have to open out.
有时看到由加拿大的税务局寄给你的，可能你会觉得可能是一张支票，你会打开来看一下。
So don't throw away.
所以这个加拿大报税局税务局给你的信你不要丢掉。
So when we receive a letter from the Holy Spirit, we should not throw it away.
如果我们收到一封从圣灵来的信，我们就不要丢掉。
We should open it.
我们应当打开来看。
Read carefully.
要小心的看。
See what is inside.
看里面写的是什么。
Let's see where's the letter from the Holy Spirit.
因为这封信是从圣灵而来的。
Let's see what is inside.
我们来看里面写什么。
Revelation chapter 2.
我们看启示录第二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
启示录第二章第一节，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Here tell us, you have to write down that the letter written to the church in Ephesus.
这里说你要写信给以弗所教会的使者。
And who is the messenger of the church in Ephesus?
那这些以弗所教会的使者是谁呢？
Of course it's the workers.
当然就是那些工人。
Because the worker have to receive message from God.
因为那些工人必须要从神那里得到这个信息。
And then the worker will relay the message to the whole church.
然后这个使者呢，就把这个信息告诉全教会。
Today when we work for God, what is the most important thing?
今天我们为神做工最主要的是什么？
It's not how to learn to do things.
而不是，并不是学习怎么去做一件事情。
Sometimes we get it mixed up. We think that, oh, do holy work is learn how to do things right.
很多时候我们都混乱了，就是以为说要做圣工就是要怎么样学习做对的事情。
Of course, it's only half true.
当然这是对了一半。
It's not difficult to do things and make arrangement.
当然要做一件事情，然后做一些安排，不是很困难的。
But when you do work for God, the most important thing is you receive message from God directly.
而为神工作最主要的就是要从神那里直接得到信息。
And you know what God wants you to do.
要知道神为什么要你去做这件事。
And you know what you have to improve.
而且要知道在哪一方面需要改进。
So Holy Spirit always sends letter to us.
所以圣灵常常寄信给我们。
But now not through direct revelation, but through the Bible.
现在已经不是直接的启示，而是借着圣经。
So when you open the Bible, you see the letter from the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们打开圣经，就可以看到从圣灵给我们的信。
And then he said, the one who is with his right hand, having the seven star and seven lampstand, walking among the seven lampstand said.
这里说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的。
So here tells us, Lord Jesus Christ, his right hand is having seven stars and seven lampstands.
这里是描述主耶稣，他的右手是拿着七星，七个金灯台。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
All churches, all members, brother and sister, you are so precious in Jesus' eyes, and you are in his hand.
就是说，所有的教会，所有的弟兄姐妹，你在主的眼内是多么的宝贵，就 好像这个七星在他手中一样。
Sometimes I look at the young people, right? When they buy a new cell phone, brand name, and very expensive. Every day they just hold it on their hand, just play around.
今天我看这些年轻人，当他们买了一台新的手机他们整天都是手拿着这个手机要去玩它。
They spend so much money on it, so every single day they just keep touching it, holding it.
因为他们已经花了很多钱在这个手机上，所以他们每天都要去玩这个手机。
It's important to them.
对他们来说，这手机非常重要。
All the messages, all the secrets, all the pictures, music is in it.
所有的信息，所有的照片，所有的东西都存在里面。
And what is in Jesus' hand?
那在耶稣手中是什么呢
？It's not a cell phone.
并不是这个手机。
It's you.
是你。
Every single church members.
每一个信徒。
You are on Jesus' hand.
你都在神耶稣基督的手里面。
All the churches, all the true churches are in Jesus' hand.
所有的真耶稣教会都在主耶稣的手里面。
Because the lampstand represents the true church.
因为这个金灯台也代表了真教会。
Now here, Bible tells us that Lord Jesus is walking among the seven lampstands.
这里告诉我们主耶稣基督在七个金灯台中间行走。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢
？He's always checking around, moving around, and observing every individual member and every single churches.
因为他都是常常的在中间行走，来审查所有的教会每一个信徒。
Now we sit here, we didn't see Jesus.
今天我们坐在这边没见到耶稣基督。
But Jesus sees you.
可是主耶稣正在看着你。
Because God is a spirit.
因为神是个灵
He sees everything
他可以看到一切
Inside and out
他可以看到内也看到外
Even hidden
即使是隐藏的事情他也可以看到
What you did before you come here he knew it
那你在还没有来今天还没有来这里之前你做什么他已经知道了
Even what you are thinking now when you are sitting here God knows it
即使你现在坐在那边你脑海中所想的主耶稣也知道了
When we were young we always hear a testimony
我们在小的时候也常常听了这样子的见证。
That's a member. God opened their eyes. They see angels coming inside the chapel and take attendance.
有些信徒他们看到异象，在祷告的时候，他的眼睛被开，看到有这个天使在会堂里面正在点名。
Wow, the angel is very bright and glorious.
这个天使呢是非常的光明的。
With a book on his hand.
手中拿着一本簿子。
When the preacher is preaching, the angels come in try to check every member.
那当传道在台上证道的时候，那这个天使就会进入会堂去为每个信徒点名。
Oh. And then they try to check, okay, who is missing?
也会点说谁今天没有来。
Oh. Is missing today? Okay, have a cross.
没有来的就在他名字上打个叉。
Oh. Because he didn't make it today.
可能今天不能够到来。
Oh. Maybe he's watching TV at home.
很可能在家里面看电视
Maybe sleeping in even 11:30 now but sleeping still sleeping at the bed
很可能现在是11点半可是还是在家里面睡觉
So did they no come? Okay, across
今天没来就在名字上打一个叉
And then for those who come the angels observe
对于那些有来的天使也会去观察他们
Oh, that person he physically his body is here but his mind is not here
虽然他的身体坐在这边可是他的脑呢却飞到别的地方去
He's still thinking about the TV program
脑海中还在想着家里面那些电视节目
He's still thinking about his soup he's cooking at home
或者在想着家里面所煮的汤
And he's thinking about oh, after service where should we go
或者是在想着我们聚会完等一下要去哪里
Oh, this one he's here but he's not totally here
虽然人在这里身体在这里可是却不完全在这里
Okay, give him a maybe okay, give him a circle then Maybe give him a circle
或者是给他一个圆圈
And then the angel keep looking
那天使也会继续的观看。
Wow, that person is here, but every time he come here, he's sleeping.
那这个人很可能已经来到教会，可是每次来教会呢都在睡觉。
Every time he's sleeping.
每次都在睡觉。
The angel also make a note.
那天使也会记录下来。
And the angel look at another.
或者是看另外一个人。
Wow, he comes here.
他每次来。
Every time he's very attentive.
每次来听道理都非常专心。
And then his heart is very fearful to God.
而且心里面也非常的敬畏神，非常的敬虔。
His heart is very humble.
而且也非常的谦虚。
Angel give him a check mark.
所以呢，这个天使就在他名字上打一个勾。
This kind of vision we hear from really young because it happened a lot.
这种这样子的见证从小就听了很多了，因为都是经常发生的。
Because God sent His angel to check us every single time.
因为在每一次的聚会，神都会差派这个天使来会堂。
He hear what you say.
他也 他听你所说的。
He saw what you do.
也看你所做的。
So because he is walking among the lampstand.
因为他在这些金灯台中间行走。
You are the lampstand and Jesus is checking us.
因为你我都是这个金灯台，而主耶稣也正在观察着我们。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Please read.
第二节，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾思念那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
Verse 3.
第三节，你也能忍耐，会为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
The beginning of this letter, actually, the Holy Spirit said, you, the church in Ephesus, you have some good point.
在一开始的时候，这里就写了一些这个以弗所教会的一些他们的好的地方优点。
You say you're very hardworking, you're very perseverant.
他说你是非常的群力，非常努力。
You cannot endure the wicked.
而且你也不能够容忍那些恶人。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
The Holy Spirit know we have strength and have weaknesses.
因为圣灵知道我们有我们的优点，也有我们的弱点。
Holy Spirit want to encourage us and mention the strength first.
圣灵要鼓励我们，所以会先提我们的优点。
He didn't just go straight to the weakness, say, "Hey, you are useless, right? Why you don't do this?"
他不会直接就指出你的弱点，说你真是一个没有用的人，为什么你做这个事情呢？
The Bible said Holy Spirit is the counselor.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵是保卫师。
Counselor means he is going to talk to you.Help you to do better.
保卫师的意思就是他会跟你说话，帮助你，让你更加的进步。
Now, how did he encourage church in Ephesus?
他怎么去鼓励这个以弗所的教会呢？
Start to talk to him, talk to the church, saying that, well, there's something you did is quite right, quite good.
所以一开头就跟他说你做的这些事情都是好事。
And then afterward, he started to correct them.
然后接下来呢，就开始去更正他们的过错。
We human beings, we always have good points and weaknesses.
我们作为人类我们常常都有我们的优点和我们的弱点。
There's no one in the world who is so perfect without one weaknesses.
所以这个世界上没有一个人会完全这么的完全没有这个缺点的。
And there's no person in the world who has only have weaknesses but have not even one good point.
也没有一个人会这么差，只有缺点没有优点的。
It all depends on how you look at it and which perspective you try to go in.
只是说我们从哪一个角度去看，从哪一个方面去看这个事情。
But sometimes why our human relationship is not good?
为什么有时候我们人与人之间的关系是那么的差呢？
Well, sometimes husband and wife doesn't get along.
为什么夫妻之间不能够和好呢？
Because every time, let's say,The husband opened the mouth, is criticizing the wife. You know, you didn't do it right for 10 things, 20 things, the list just keep going on.
很可能一开始的时候，丈夫一开口就会说很多数落妻子所做错的事情。
And then the wife will say, hey, how about you? Look at you, right? You're not so good either.
那妻子就会反驳说你看看你自己，你也好不到哪里去。
Who are you to criticize me?
为什么你要去数落我呢？
Yes, it's true that you try to correct the other side.
当然我们是赏识去改正另一方面的过错。
But every time you start with very harsh word, very negative, and of course the other side don't listen to you.
当然，因为每一次一开头的时候就说一些比较难听的话，所以他们就不愿意听下去。
When you always try to start negative and try to criticize or picking the mistake, the other side won't listen.
所以一开头的时候就直接的批评或者讲出对方的弱点呢，或者缺点呢，对方是不愿意听下去的。
So we should learn from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们应当从圣灵上来学习。
Even Ephesus church is very weak.
虽然以弗所教会是非常的软弱。
But there's still some point that they're trying already.
可是有很多事情都看到他们已经正在努力。
They're working very hard.
他们在这方面都付出了劳力。
They try to keep the truth and not being influenced by the false apostle, false members.
他们持守这个真理不愿意被这些假的使徒所影响。
They're very experienced. When they hear the truth, they know, oh, this is wrong teaching. Don't even take it.
他们是非常的有经验，一听到那些假道理就知道这是假的，不愿意再听下去。
And they look at this guy, that person, and say, hey, you try to be an apostle, you try to claim yourself an apostle, but no, your preaching is not according to the Bible, so we don't accept you.
所以他们就他们也很有经验，一看到那些赏识自称为使徒却不是使徒的，就看出他们是假的，所以不接受他们。
This is their good point.
这就是他们的优点。
And the good point need to be encouraged.
而这样子的优点呢，也是必须要鼓励他们继续下去。
So the same thing when we try to encourage or try to correct other persons.
所以当我们想要鼓励或者是改正另一个人的时候
no, at least we should try to pray in the heart and ask God to give us wisdom.
所以我们必须要心里面先祷告求神给我们这个智慧。
You don't just say, oh, it's bad.
我们不要一开口就说、这是错的。
No, there was one time, there was a couple.
有一次有一对夫妻。
The wife cooked the first meal after they first got married.
他们、一结婚、妻子就煮了这个第一餐。
Because the wife was very, very nervous, right? Because she never cooked before. At home, her mother cooked for all her life, and now she has to cook for the husband.
因为这个、这个妻子呢在家里面都没有煮过饭，一向以来都是由妈妈煮给她吃的。
And she spent hours trying to prepare the meal.
所以现在就花了几个小时。
And look at the cookbook all the time when she's frying.
几个小时在看这些这些书，来想去做一顿好的一餐。
At the end, the kitchen all filled with smoke.
那后来整个厨房都充满了烟雾。
And of course, the food come out is not very nice.
当然，后来煮出来的食物也不是很好吃。
And then she's very nervous, waiting for the husband. What did he say?
那她非常的害怕，所以就看看这个丈夫讲什么。
And then the husband tastes it.
然后这个丈夫就赏了一下，然后微笑。
It's not bad.
看起来不错。
For the first time you cook.
作为第一次煮饭，这已经是不错了。
He knows this is her first time.
因为他知道这是他第一次煮饭。
She never cooked before.
因为之前没有煮过。
He could have said, "No, compared to your restaurant, right? What you cook is rubbish."
其实他可以说，如果跟餐馆 比起来，你煮的东西都是这是垃圾。
He can say recycle bin，
或者是直接就把它丢掉就算了。
But he said, "No, not bad, right? For the first time, you did it."
可是后来他却说，作为一个第一次煮饭的人，这已经是不错了。
I know it's not perfect, but I know you try.
虽然不是很完全，可是你已经用心了。
And then the wife, well, good encouragement. Okay, next time I should cook better.
那这个妻子后来就得到了鼓励，下次我要煮得更好。
Because I got encouraged.
因为我已经被鼓励了。
Holy Spirit encouraged Ephesus Church.
所以圣灵也是这样子鼓励教会。
It's not easy to be a church in the end time.
在末世，作为一间末世的教会，其实是非常不容易的事情。
Actually, Ephesus Church did something very right.
其实以弗所教会他们已经做了一些非常对的事情。
Comparing to the other church, this part is there very good.
跟其他教会比起来，这一点这一部分，他们已经做得非常好。
First, they're very hardworking. They are not lazy.
第一，他们没有懒惰，他们非常的劳苦。
We human beings, we are very easy to become lazy.
其实，我们这些作为人呢，我们是很容易会变得懒的。
Especially in our faith, sometimes we lack the momentum, lack the strength.
尤其是在信仰上，很多时候我们都会没有力量。
But Ephesus Church, they're very hardworking.
可是以弗所教会却他们却非常的劳苦。
And then secondly, they cannot endure the wicked.
而且第二点呢，他们不能容忍那些恶人。
They know what is right and what is wrong in the church.
他们知道在教会里面什么是对，什么是错。
So some people are not doing right and they don't repent.
有些人他们没有做对的事情，可是却不悔改。
And then they cannot endure. They deal with it. No, it's wrong. Stop it.
所以他们就不能够容忍这些事情，他们会跟他说你要停止做这些事情。
This is something very important.
这是非常重要的。
And then they know how to test the people and the message.
他们也懂得去分辨那些人还有所说出的信息。
You know, at the end time, this ability of testing the message and the person who preached the message of God is very important.
在末世的时候，懂得如何分辨人和他们所说的那些信息是非常重要的。
You have to test, oh, is it according to the Bible at all?
我们必须要去分辨，这是否是依照圣经呢
？Is it really from God or from He Himself？
是否是从神而来，或者是从这个人他自己的想法呢
？Because in those days, many people can claim that, "Oh, I'm apostle. God sent me."
因为在末世的时代，很多人都会自称为是神差来的使者。
But church in Ephesus, no, you are not sent by God.
可是以弗所的教会，他们知道你不是从神而来的。
So it's a very good point.
所以他们这一点是非常的好。
Unless you have very good, very solid foundation of the truth, otherwise you cannot discern.
除非我们有非常在真理上有非常好的根基，不然我们是很难去分辨真伪。
So Ephesus knew how to discern.
这些以弗所的教会，他们懂得分辨真假。
So, Holy Spirit encouraged them.
所以圣灵在这里就鼓励他们。
But there are something they are missing.
可是有些东西却是他们所缺乏的。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
启示录第二章第四节。第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你， 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Here, there's one thing. Holy Spirit said there's only one thing, but this thing is very important.
这里圣灵说有一件事情，只有一件事情，可是却是非常重要的事情。
It's not 10 things you have to change, but that's one thing.
不是说你要有十件东西你要去改变，而是这一件而已。
But this thing is very serious, and I'm going to rebuke you now.
这一件事情是非常重要的，所以我要责备你。
It's not only to encourage you, but to correct you and rebuke you.
不但只是要鼓励你，要更正你，而且要责备你。
What is that? The Holy Spirit wants to rebuke them.
那这个圣灵要责备他们的是什么事情呢？
Is that you have forsaken your first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
This is very, very...serious.
这是非常严肃的事情。
Because in the Bible tells us our relationship with God is just like husband and wife.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们与神的关系就好像夫妻的关系一样。
Husband and wife is the closest relationship you can find on earth.
那在世界上最亲密的关系就是夫妻关系。
But nowadays, husband and wife relationship is not easy to maintain.
可是在今天的世代，要维持夫妻关系也不是一件容易的事情。
There was one time I attended a wedding outside church, and there was a marriage commissioner, officiating the wedding.
有一次我参加外面的一个婚礼，就有一个证婚人在证明这一段婚姻。
And then after the ceremony, I talked to him because he's paid to do the job, right? And then we're just having a chat.
那在婚礼过后，我就跟他谈话。其实他是做这个证婚人呢，他是收钱的。
And then asking him, how do you feel? Right, every single day you do wedding. Even we are pastor, but we don't do it every day. But you do it every single day. You see so many people get married.
虽然我是一个牧者，可是我却不是每天都做这个事情可是你却是做这个为职业，你每天都做，那你的感觉如何呢
？He told me, you know, nowadays in Canada, more than 50% of marriage end up in divorce.
他告诉我在加拿大。有一半的超过一半的婚姻后来他们的结局却是离婚。
He said sometimes they observe them exchanging vows, saying that I love you all the way until I die, and they become a stone or become whatever. And then it's so touching, right? But after a few months, after a few years, everything changed.
他说有时候在证婚的时候，对双方都承诺说我非常爱你然后神知道爱你到死变石头什么的。可是呢，到后来。几年以后他们就离婚了。
So, why is that so?
为什么会这样子呢?
Because the heart of people is very easily changed.
因为人的心很容易改变。
When at the moment your love is very strong.
当在那一段时间那个爱是非常的强烈。
You love so strong, right? You're feeling dizzy even. That's why you want to get married.
爱到非常强烈，甚至已经头昏了。所以就要结婚了。
But after a while your heart changed.
可是后来呢，这个心却改变了。
And then you forgive and you forget your first love.
忘记了那个起初的爱心了。
And then you start to love somebody else.
然后就去爱别的人。
And then you start to not loving your spouse anymore.
然后开始不爱自己的另一半了。
Sometimes look at some couple in the restaurant. Really, when they sit down, they order food and they don't talk. They open the newspaper.And they read, and they eat, and then they go home. They never talk.
有时候真的坐在餐厅里面，我们去观察一下，有些夫妻他们来到餐馆坐下来点了菜以后呢，就打开报纸吃完了以后呢，就离开，都没从头到尾都没说过一句话。
And when they talk, they argue.
然后一开口讲话呢，他们就会争论。
And then after they argue too much, they divorce.
然后因为争论太多，所以后来就离婚了。
And sometimes when we do counseling, right, it's very difficult.Husband and wife, when they argue, they ask for counseling.
有时候有些夫妻他们争论以后，他们却跑来要求有这个辅导。
So how to counsel them is very difficult.
是非常难去做这个辅导的工作。
But there's one thing is very good to start with to open up.
所以，但是有一个很好的一个开头的方式。
What do we do usually?
通常我们会做什么呢
？We didn't ask them who is right, who is wrong.
我们没有问他们说什么是对，什么是错。
Usually we ask them, okay, can you tell us how did you two meet? How did you see each other? How do you start?
我们会先问他们你们是怎么认识的？你们是怎么开始的
？No, there was one time in UK, and then we visited a church, visited a truth seeker. They were a couple. They were fighting, arguing, talking about divorce all the time.
有一次在英国有一对夫妻，他们常常都吵架甚至要吵到说要离婚。
And we went to visit them.
那后来就去探访他们。
You know, the husband, right? The husband keep gambling and then wasted all the money.
因为这个丈夫呢一直在赌钱赌博，把很多钱都输光了。
And of course, the wife is not happy.
所以这个妻子非常的不高兴。
So, when the husband go home, she keep bubbling, keep murmuring, complaining, and the husband is very unhappy. So they keep talking.
那当这个丈夫回到家，他就一直去啰嗦，一直去跟他说不要这样子做。
So they almost talking about divorce.
所以他们已经到了快要离婚的边缘。
So we ask them this question: How did you meet?
所以我们就问他这个问题你们是怎么认识的？
When we ask this question, they started to smile.
当一问到这个问题呢，他们就开始有微笑了。
And the husband recalled, 20 years ago, how he met his wife.
然后这个丈夫就回想起20年前怎么认识这个妻子。
Actually, at that time, he was working in UK.
那时候他是在英国工作。
He flew back to Hong Kong.
然后飞回去香港。
Somebody introduced them.
在香港呢，有人介绍他们认识。
And the husband recalled, "Oh, when I saw my wife, she was so beautiful."
他就也回想起，当我第一次看到这个妻子，我的妻子的时候呢，她是非常的漂亮。
And then he flew back to UK.
然后又飞回去英国。
He's still thinking about this woman, this young lady.
从香港回到英国以后呢，心里面一直都是挂念着这个女孩。
And every single day, he dialed long distance call. At that time, they called it IDD. Maybe some of you old enough will know this term.But they call it IDD, International Direct Dial, right? Oh, every day you call Hong Kong, just want to talk to this lady.
那他就过接下来就每天都打这个长途电话回香港呢，跟这个女孩谈话。
At that time, long distance call is very expensive.
在那个时候，打这个国际长途电话是非常贵的。
Almost £1 one minute.
是一分钟一英镑。
£1 almost at that time is two or three.Canadian dollars.
一英镑在那个时候差不多是两三块加元。
Even though the call is so expensive, but he misses her so much, and every day he finds a time and money to call her.
虽然当时这个国际长途电话是那么的昂贵，可是呢，他每天都会拨出时间，拿出钱来打电话跟他谈话。
And then he continued to recall the situation.
然后他一直回想起以前的事情。
After 2 months, he got the phone bill. Right, it's almost used up all his salary.
那两个月以后，当他收到这个电话单，差不多整个月的薪水都用光了。
And then he proposed to her, right? Since I'm spending all my money talking to the phone, why don't we just get married, save my money?
所以呢，为了省钱，他就打电话说跟他向他求婚。
And then the lady agreed, okay, since you're sincere, okay, let me marry you.
那这个女孩呢就觉得你这么真诚，那我也应该嫁给你。
He recalled the beginning, the husband is very loving, very kind.
所以她就回想起当时她的丈夫是那么的有爱心，多么的和善。
They work together, start a small business, then the life start to improve.
他们一起工作，然后一起开一个小生意，而且生活也刚刚也开始慢慢的有所改进。
And the marriage was good.
所以这个婚姻是好的。
So when they recall things, immediately they smile. They think, "Oh, we had good days before."
所以当他们回想起以前的事情，他们就会。发出微笑，其实以前都有这些美好的时光。
So when they think about what happened was good, and then compare now we are not good, then why? What's the problem? There must be something missing.
所以当他们回想起为什么以前时光那么的美好，现在却这样子的不好呢？肯定有些东西已经遗失了。
Because we started right.
因为一开头是好是对的。
The beginning, the love is strong.
因为开始的时候这个爱是强烈的。
And then afterwards.
那后来呢？
They know, of course, the problem is very obvious.
那他们也知道这个问题非常的明显。
When they have a bit of money, the husband start to learn from other colleagues go gambling.
因为当手上有钱以后，这个丈夫就学习跟朋友学到要去赌博。
When your heart go to gambling, your heart is not in your family anymore.
因为当一个人开始赌博，他的心就不在家庭里面了。
He just every day go gambling.
因为每天都想着要去赌博。
All the money go gambling.
所有的钱也花在这个赌博上。
And neglect the family.
也忽略了家庭。
And the wife is very angry. No more gentle to him, right? Only rebuke him, shout at him, scold him, not beating him, but just very negative to him.
那这个妻子呢，也非常的生气每天都向他怒吼，每天都会骂他啰嗦。可是却还没有到打他的那个地步。
So that's why the Holy Spirit asks the same thing.
所以呢，圣灵也是问同样的事情。
No, think about your first love. Why you have forsaken your first love to me?
这里这样子来责备这个教会，你为什么把起初的爱心离弃了？
If God is our spiritual husband,
如果神是我们这个属灵的丈夫，
You are the spiritual wife.
你是这个属灵的妻子。
Are you loving this spiritual husband using the love, the very first love you had when you first met him?
你是否用当时你第一次认识神的那种爱，到现在还有着那种爱吗？
The prophet in the Old Testament asked the same question.
在旧约里面，先知也问同样的问题。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
我们看耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 1.
耶利米书第二章第一节，第一节，耶和华的话临到我说。
Verse 2.
第二节，你去向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫说，耶和华如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎么样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。
Verse 3.
第三节，那时以色列归耶和华为圣，作为土产出熟的果子，凡吞吃他的必算为有罪，灾祸必临到他们，这是耶和华说的。
God always remember the good days when we were so close to him.
神会时常想起我们以前是多么的靠近他。
At the time Israel was just like a young lady, and then he was so young, he was just following God in the wilderness.
当时以色列人就好像这个年幼的年轻女子充满爱，跟随着在这个旷野跟随着神。
God redeemed them from Egypt.
神从把他们从埃及地领出来。
At that time, Israel has nothing.
当时候以色列人他们一无所有。
No money, no freedom, no possession, no land, no king, no temple, no nothing.
没有钱，没有财物，没有地，也没有王地，没有王。
But their heart followed God.
可是他们的心呢，却是跟随着神。
But now God gave them everything.
现在神给他们一切。
But where is the heart of the people?
可是这些现在这人，他们的心在哪里呢？
Their heart is not on God anymore.
他们的心已经不在神那里了。
Sometimes we look at some couple when they are poor, they stick together, right? Because they fight together, they work hard, and their heart is very close.
有时候我们看一些夫妻，他们在贫穷的时候，他们都是紧紧的在一起，因为他们一起的打拼。
Oh, but after they start to have money, they start to argue.
可是后来因为手上有钱了，就开始有这个争吵了。
They have money. Wow, they start to go do this and that. Their heart change.
因为手上有钱，就开始做这些，做那些，心已经开始变了。
When our faith journey, when we just started to follow Christ, there was some period that we are so close to Him.
所以当我们第一次开始跟随耶稣基督的时候，我们的心是非常的真，这样子跟随他的。
Especially when you come to believe by yourself.
尤其是那些自己来相信的人。
The first time you hear the truth.
当你第一次听到真理。
Wow, you're so touched in your heart.
你心里面是多么的被感动。
When you sing him, you cry.
你在唱诗的时候，你可能会流泪。
Your heart just like every day I can go to church.
你的心就好像说每天都很想去教会。
You just, the first time you work for God, you feel you're so privileged. Oh, I can work for God. Come on, who am I? I can work for God.
那你第一次做圣工，你会这样子想，我是谁呢？竟然有这个机会给我，有这个特权为神工作。
You just wish to be with God every single day, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
在当时你真的希望是每天每一个星期24个小时都跟随着神。
Even you want to drive, you want to take 1 hour for you to drive to church, you just come.
即使是需要开车一个小时到教会，你还是愿意开车。
Or if you are born into the church, when you first receive the Holy Spirit, the feeling is different. You feel so strong.
那虽然是在教会里面长大的小孩长大以后，如果第一次领受圣灵，那种感觉也是非常的强烈。
But after some years, some days, we and God just like become an old couple, right? I mean, the old couple, 老夫老妻啊 don't have to talk, and the relationship is very, very, very diluted.
可是过了某些年以后，我们跟神的关系就好像这些老夫老妻那样，慢慢的淡化了。
It's there together, but not much feeling.
可是虽然还是在一起，可是那个感觉已经没有多少了。
So we have to remind ourselves, are we doing this?
所以我们必须要提醒自己，我们是否也是这样子呢？
Ephesus Church, they are very hardworking.
这个以弗所教会他们是非常的劳苦。
Wow, look at the church program, a whole day, maybe they are doing this and that for God.
看看他们教会的节目，每天都为神做很多的事情。
But inside their heart, they are not happy.
可是心里面却不高兴。
They think it's a burden, but they have to do it.
他们觉得这是一个重担，可是却必须要去做。
Yes, I have to work hard because this is my duty.
我必须要完成，努力完成这个工作，因为这是给了我的责任。
I have no choice because I am your wife, right? I'm your member. That's why I have to do it.
我没有办法，因为我是你的妻子，我是这个信徒。那我必须要做。
Can you imagine one day if you go back ask your wife, brother, right? Oh, why do you wash my clothes, right?
你可以想象一下，有一天弟兄们回到家问你的妻子，我的衣服在哪里呢？
Why do you wash my? 为什么帮我洗衣服？
为什么要帮我洗衣服呢？
Why do you cook for me?
为什么为我煮这一餐呢
？Why do you take care of me?
或者是为什么照顾我呢
？If your wife said no choice,
如果你妻子说没办法
，Because I'm your wife,
因为我是你的妻子
，Right?I have to work hard.
我必须要努力。
I have no choice.
我没有办法。
Because I'm married to you already. I cannot divorce, right? I come to the Bible. I cannot divorce you.
根据圣经，我已经跟你结婚了，我不能够离婚，所以我没有办法。
So this is my duty.
所以这成为我的责任。
Wow, if you are a husband, if you hear this, will you feel happy?
如果你是丈夫，你听到这一句话，你会高兴吗
？Even though she worked very hard.
虽然你非常努力工作。
Your wife worked very hard.
或者你的妻子也非常努力。
But she do it because she has to.
他虽然为你做这一切的事情，可是原因只是因为没有选择。
No choice.
没有选择。
I'm sure if you are the husband, you will not feel happy.
我肯定的，你作为一位丈夫，你肯定是不高兴。
But if your wife said, "No, my darling, my honey, my whatever."
如果你的妻子说亲爱的
，I do it because I love you.
我做这一切是因为我爱你。
It's not even 辛苦啊，不辛苦。It's not even.Suffering, I'm enjoying.
我不单只做这些事情不辛苦，其实也非常享受。
When I iron your clothes, I feel I'm so happy. Oh, this is my husband's clothes.
当我在帮你烫衣服的时候，我会说这是我的丈夫的衣服，我真的很高兴
跟他烫这个衣服。When I wash your clothes, I feel I'm so close to you.
我跟你洗衣的时候，我就觉得我洗你的衣服跟你这么的靠近。
When I cook for you, I thinking when you eat, you feel so satisfied. Your stomach being bigger, I'm so happy.
我在煮的时候，我觉得非常的满意，因为看到你的。你的肚皮每天都胀起来。
And of course, your husband here. Wow, just give you a hug. Oh, you are my darling. I love you so much. I give everything you want.
那丈夫就会很高兴，就会拥抱着你说你真的是我亲爱的，我会给你我一切。
No, you are doing the same thing, but your heart is different.
你很可能正在做同样的事情，可是却可以用不同的心情去做。
And then when God see it, He feel different.
因为神看到他的感觉是不一样的。
If you complain, you know.So many church service.
如果你说这么多的教会的节目
，And then I have to drive so far. You know, do you know now the gasoline is $1.20 a liter? You know, so expensive.
现在油价又这么贵，我又要开车去那么远。
You have to drive 1 hour come to church. Come on, tell me.
还要开车一个小时去教会。
Even you come, but your heart, you're asking yourself, is so troublesome.
虽然你来到教会，可是心里面却非常的烦躁。
Even though you're here, God feel it.
虽然你人已经来了，可是神是感觉得到的。
I still remember when I was in Africa. There was one time we were having a service in a village in a mountain area.
我还记得有一次在南非的时候，
在非洲，
对不起，是非洲的时候，在一个小村落。
And then when we have service at 11 o'clock.
我们有聚会到十一点钟。十一点钟聚会。
And then about 11:30, there was a sister coming in.
十一点半有一位姐妹跑进来。
And then we ask, after the service, I chat with the sister.
那在聚会完，我就跟她谈话。
And then sister,
我问她姐妹。
Today, why you come a little bit late?
为什么今天你迟一点才到呢
？Sister told me.
这位姐妹回答我说
，She's carrying a baby.
她当时是抱着一个婴孩。
I have no money to take a bus to come to our church.
我没有钱搭这个公交车来教会。
In order to come to church,
因为要来教会。
This morning I walk 3 hours.
今天早上我已经行了3个小时。
With the baby at the back.
背着这个婴孩行了3个小时。
And come to the church.
然后到教会。
For Sabbath day.
就是因为要参加安息圣日。
Walking shortcut in the mountain.
那就是要经过山，可是要走一些捷径。
In my heart, I almost cry.
那我的心就想哭了。
When I come to church, I take a bus.
我去教会我是搭这个公车的。
When I come to church, in Canada, I drive.
那在加拿大我去教会呢，我是开车的。
When she came to church, she walks.
可是她来教会呢，她是行路的。
3 hours.
行三个小时的路。
With the baby at the back.
而且是背着一个婴孩行三个小时的路。
When they finish, have to walk another 3 hours going home.
因为聚完过后还要再行三个小时的路程回家。
But why should do it?
为什么他愿意这样子做呢？
Why she never complain?
为什么他没有投诉呢？
Because in her heart she loved God.
因为在他心里面他是爱神的。
When you love your spouse, you do everything for him or her without complain.
因为如果你爱你的另一半，你就会在完全没有投诉的情况下为他做一切的事情。
You're not complaining, say, "Oh, 好麻烦哦 ，so much trouble."
你不会说真的很麻烦，要为他做这些事情。
If you love someone, no trouble.
因为如果你真的爱一个人，是不麻烦的。
If you complain, so much trouble, that means you don't love the person.
如果你真的是投诉说很麻烦的话，就是说你不爱这个人了。
When you take care of baby, just like the mother, look at how they take care of the baby, I see the love.
我们看到母亲他们如何去照顾他们的婴孩，我们就可以看到其中的爱。
Every 2 hours milk, every 3 hours diaper.
每两个小时要喂奶，每三个小时要换尿片。
But never see a mother complain.
却没有看到有母亲会投诉。
So much trouble. Every day pee and poo and eat.
很麻烦的，每天都大小便，而且还要喂奶。
Can you pee less? Can you poo less?
你可以小便少一点吗？大便少一点吗？
Can you use less diaper?
或者用少一点的尿片吗？
Mother will never say this.
因为做母亲他们不会说这些话。
But you bring it to the daycare, the worker will say this.
那如果把他们放进托儿所呢？托儿所的工人肯定会说这些话。
Because they do it not for love.
因为他们照顾你的孩子的时候不是以爱心去照顾。
But for money.
他们是因为你付钱，所以他们照顾你的孩子。
So, no love there is different.
所以做一件事情如果没有爱，是真的有分别。
So God look at the church in the end time.
所以当神看这个末世的教会的时候
no, ，Sometimes God look at, yeah, you're very busy, you're very hardworking, you know the Bible inside out.
当然，神看到你真的是非常的努力，你非常的繁忙，而且对圣经也非常的熟悉。
But there's one thing you're missing.
可是有一件事你却缺乏了。
Your heart is not the same when you met me.
你的心跟你起初刚认识我的时候已经不一样了。
Your heart was not 100% as before.
因为你的心跟以前已经不是完完全全的一样了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because maybe many things happen in your life.
很可能是因为在生活中我们遇见了很多事情。
Maybe you are so busy now.
很可能现在你已经非常的忙碌。
Or maybe you don't need God as you were at the very beginning when you had nothing.
很可能你不像以前一无所有的时候，当时遇见神的那个时候。
You have something now.
现在你手中很多东西了。
God is not the most important thing anymore in your heart.
因为神已经不再是你心里面最重要的。
Then why God is very sad in the heart?
所以神心里面非常的忧伤。
So that's why Holy Spirit warn them, tell them.
所以圣灵这样子来警告他们，告诉他们。
Verse 5.
第五节。
You should think from where you fail.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
You ask yourself, where did you fall?
我们要问我们是从哪里坠落的。
You were not like that before, right? But since when your faith start to go down?
你本来不是这样子的，可是从哪个时候开始，你的信心开始堕落呢？坠落呢
？Your love start to go down.
你的爱心慢慢开始的坠落了。
Is it because after God bless you, and then your heart is no more on God anymore?
是不是因为神祝福了你以后，你的心开始不在神那边呢
？When you didn't have a stable job, you come to church on Wednesday, Friday. But now you have a stable job, you only come on Sunday, Saturday.
那以前没有一份稳定的工作，你每天每个星期三、星期五都来教会。可是现在呢，有了稳定工作，却只是星期六才来教会。
You feel your life is stable now.
因为你觉得你的生活现在已经稳定了。
Or maybe you start doing business, maybe you're so busy.
因为你开始做生意，所以你非常的忙碌。
Or you start your focus in your life is on any other things.
或者你的生命所专注的东西已经是专注的别的东西了。
There must be a turning point in your life that your faith, your love started to go down.
肯定是有一个在你生命中有一个转捩点，让你的信心开始的慢慢的软弱下来。
Maybe something happened in the church that make your love go down.
很可能教会里面发生一些事情，让你的爱心慢慢的少了。
But those are no excuse.
其实这些都不应当成为借口。
That's why God, the Holy Spirit, tell us.
所以圣灵这样子告诉我们。
Think about where you start to go down.
所以要回想起在哪里坠落的。
And must repent.
并要悔改。
God is our spiritual husband.
神是我们属灵的丈夫。
If we don't love him 100% our heart, then we have to repent.
如果我们不是 100%的爱他, 那我们就必须要悔改。
After we repent, we should do the things that we do in the beginning.
要悔改行起初所做的事。
This is a very good reminder, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们, 这是一个非常好的提醒。
Even apply to our marriage, it's working.
这个这样子的提醒放在我们的婚姻里面也是可行的。
Husband, if you think your wife doesn't love you a lot or very much,
做丈夫的, 如果你觉得你的妻子不像以前那么的爱你了,
but ask yourself first,
先要问问自己,
are you doing the things you do in the beginning when you try to pursue her?
那你是否是, 正在做以前你在追她的时候所做的那些事情呢?
This is a very good reminder.
这是一个非常好的提醒。
When you are not married, but you try to chase her, pursue her, you do a lot of tricks, right? You do a lot of things.
当你在追你的妻子的时候, 当时你做很多的, 东西, 很多的技巧,
flower, chocolate, dinner, everything. Right?
松花, 松巧克力,
but sometimes we brother, we are very practical. Oh, now you are mine, we are married, no need all this.
现在我们也是非常的实际了, 现在结婚了, 这些都不用再做了。
We cannot do this, right?
其实我们不应当如此。
Oh, sister, think about before you get married, how gentle, how kind, how patient you are. But some, after we get married, sometimes we say, oh, now I'm a wife now, so... No need all these things.
那姐妹也回想一下, 在还没有结婚之前, 以前是多么的温柔, 多么的良善, 可是现在结婚了, 不需要了。
Sometimes people say, right, before get married, like a little lamb, after get married, become a lion.
有些人这样子说, 在结婚之前, 好像一只小羔羊, 小羊羔, 可是结婚以后, 就变成一只母老虎。
狮子, 不是老虎,
对不起,
lion. 狮子。 So ask yourself, did I change too?
那问问自己, 我们有改变吗?
Do the things that we did at the beginning.
我们要做回以前所做的事。
When we beginning, how we love God.
在一开头的时候，我们怎么样去爱神？
Think about when you during truth seeking, when you first receive Holy Spirit, when you first serve God. The movement in the heart.
我们刚刚悟道的时候，刚刚领受圣灵的时候，刚刚接受做圣工的时候。 当时的心情是怎么样的?
Here the Holy Spirit said, if you don't repent, I'll come to you and remove your lampstand.
这里这样子告诉我们, 你若不悔改, 我就临到你那里, 把你的灯台从原处挪去。
This is a very, very stern reminder.
这是一个很严厉的一个警告。
If you don't have love,
如果你没有爱心,
if you don't have the true love to God,
你如果没有对神没有这个真的爱心,
God will take away your lampstand.
神会把你的灯台从原处挪去。
No more lampstand.
没有灯台,
no more light.
就没有灯,
because you don't have love.
就是因为没有爱,
you have nothing.
会变成一无所有。
Your love to God is the most important.
所以对神的爱是最重要的。
That's why in our prayer we have to ask God.
所以在祷告里面我们必须要问神,
once again, fill us with your love.
求神再一次的爱充满我们。
The only thing that matters, the most important thing that matters, is the love of God based on truth in the church.
最重要的在教会里面最重要的就是以真理作为根基的爱。
So this is what we have to come back to.
这就是我们必须要回归的地方。
Let's sing him.
我们再唱诗。
343.
343首。